There's still a little more than 6 months until Nevada's Democratic caucus, but already candidates have crisscrossed the state, drumming up support wherever they can. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Megan Messerly, the lead 2020 reporter for the Nevada Independent, to get the latest on the campaigns and to find out what they must do to carry the Silver State.
How important is the state when it comes to the political landscape of the 2020 election?
When former Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid pushed for Nevada to become an early nominating state, actually because of our diverse population, with the argument being that we're more reflective of the population of America as a whole compared to states like Iowa and New Hampshire, where basically 90% of the population is white. We're much more diverse here. And so Reid's argument was really that this is a good proving ground for candidates to show that they can appeal to America as a whole instead of just Iowa and New Hampshire. So obviously candidates are taking it very seriously. We had Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. She started really early on, and she really has the biggest operation on the ground now. It's been interesting to see kind of where candidates have decided to devote their resources. For instance, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who kind of got a slow start, but, you know, skyrocketed very quickly and actually had the biggest fundraising total of any of the Democratic presidential hopefuls in the last quarter. He's now ramping up his operation. He just announced his state director here on the ground, but he's only been here three times. And so I actually asked him, you know, is Nevada a priority for you, given the number of times you visited, given the fact that your operation is much smaller than that of many other campaigns? And he told me, you know, absolutely. They started in the small office in South Bend, Indiana, where he's mayor, with four people, and now they're ramping up as they have the resources to do so.
It is super early in this race, but right now polling matters, fundraising matters, especially when it comes to, you know, who gets to be on the debate stage next month. Now, what are we seeing in the polling? What does it look like here in Nevada?
Nevada is sort of notoriously difficult to poll, and so there have not been as many polls so far of Nevada compared to some of the early nominating states and, you know, some of these national polls. And you'll see folks point out there's not a national primary, right? This is something that happens on a state-by-state basis. You really need state-by-state polling in order to figure out what's going on. But from the most recent results we have from Morning Consult, in Nevada, Vice President Joe Biden is still leading the pack with about 29% support. That's pretty similar. He's leading polls nationally, which you would expect because he's the former vice president. He has a lot of name recognition. A lot of people know who Joe Biden is. Some of these other candidates are not as well known. So really, they're in the phase of the campaign where they're just introducing themselves to voters and getting their name out there so that people know who they are and then they can get their policies out there. Second to Joe Biden in the poll is Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. He's about 23% support. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren came in at 11.5%, followed by California Senator Kamala Harris, who's about 10.5%. So we're really seeing kind of a reflection of what we've been seeing at the national level as far as candidates get their name out there. They're coming and visiting Nevada. They're, you know, performing on the debate stage, which obviously a lot of eyeballs that helps with name recognition and help candidates make a name for themselves. We've kind of seen those trends nationally, and that's really followed here in Nevada. It'll really be over the next few months as you know, folks really start making their decisions and choosing who they want to support, that those numbers will become most useful. Because again, at this point, you see, you know, Biden and Sanders at the top of the polls, and that's largely a byproduct of the fact that people know who they are. They know the former vice president, and they know Bernie Sanders from when he ran for president in 2016.
One of the things that's been brought up nationally is this divide over whether Democrats want a more progressive candidate or somebody more moderate. And it sounds like that's the debate that's happening here in Nevada as well.
Yeah, it really does. And honestly, when I talk to voters, that's something that they're thinking about, not only in terms of what candidate do I like, whose policy priorities appeal to me, but do I think this person can win. And a lot of people are thinking about, you know, okay, I might like Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, who are a little bit more progressive. But do I think they can win? Do I think they can win a general election? Can they beat Donald Trump? So that is, I think, a consideration that's going into these decisions. And I think we've also seen it play out in this healthcare debate. You know, where do we want to go as a country? Do we want to continue to build on the system we have right now, which is, you know, employer-sponsored health insurance and Medicare and Medicaid? It's really the patchwork system. Or do we want to replace it with a government single-payer system? And for a lot of people, that kind of total reform can seem like a lot. And so I think there's some questions, too, about the feasibility of those proposals. And so we're sort of seeing that be one of those focal points as far as the split between the moderate and progressive candidates.
Megan Messerly is the Nevada Independence Lead 2020 reporter. Megan, thank you so much.
Thanks.